T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
8:20, Dave Lee here with Steve Simpson this morning on WCCO, trying to keep you up to date as to what's happening in our newsroom right now. Steve joins me as well. Steve, a couple of things I want to kind of reiterate with you. First of all, as far as that rare step the Pentagon took yesterday, give us a little more information on the Army maybe putting several active duty U.S. military police units on the ready.
Yeah, they've got basically them standing by and ready to go. And what it sounds like is that the military police are on what they call a return to base within 30 minutes notice. That is the last alert stage before actually receiving an order to go. So they could be here within several hours that quickly if needed. Now, this is something that has to come from the highest echelons of the federal government in connection and in tandem, obviously, with the state, you would think, because this would be such a rare move to deploy active military members in an American city. I don't know what the precedent is, but I bet you could count on one hand the number of times that's happened in the history of this country. Now, because this is different than National Guard. National Guard is usual, right? And we're going to see an uptick in those troops as well. We had 700 on the ground last night. That was clearly not enough. Governor Walz overnight in the press conference saying exactly that, said we were simply overwhelmed again. They're also questioning some of the tactics that are being used. They said it's more of a military operation as far as trying to quell the violence than it is just your run-of-the-mill protesters, which is raising all kinds of red flags, questioning who are these people that are actually doing this, because it's almost, again, to use his term, it's almost like the military. And so they're trying to figure out who is actually involved in this chaos that is unfolding, obviously on the backs of the legitimate protests that have been taking place for the last 4 days, not only here, but across the country.
Someone who had seen told me on one of these, they had seen from a distance people robbing one of the Speedway gas stations the other day. And they said they came by in a little bus or a vehicle like that, and that the driver dropped them off. They all went in there, pretty much knew what they were going to do. It appeared, he thought, to have headphones or something on to communicate with one another. And he said it was like a well-oiled machine. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they went down. All got in shortly thereafter. Bus came around the block, picked them up, and they went somewhere else.
Dave, these are the types of, you know, again, this is anecdotal, and you would hope that there is some intelligence that is taking place with State Patrol and National Guard and whoever is involved with this, but you would hope that there is some sort of intelligence to try to figure this out, because I think this is a really important part of this, because this goes from being a large protest that's getting out of hand to literally having a city under siege by outside forces or by people who have no other desire than to cause chaos, having nothing to do with any civil or uncivil disobedience. I think it's a really interesting thing that we've got to watch.
Yeah, and I do know in this case, they told me they called the police right away to report it, obviously, as they saw it transpire. But again, Steve, but we're getting a lot of reports of Max even alluded to that, too, when he was on earlier, that people would sometimes ask him where he's from, and he'd use the call letters WCCO, and if they didn't know what that was, he said it told them they probably weren't from around this area, more than likely.
That's right.
There was another sidebar note that I just wanted to mention in your story. And you mentioned that the wife of the charged ex-Minneapolis police officer now, Derek Chauvin, has filed for divorce?
Apparently so. Channel 4, our friends over at television, talked to the lawyer for Kelly Chauvin, the wife of the now charged officer. And the lawyer on behalf of his client, Kelly, put out a statement saying basically the things that you would expect to say, that, that she's devastated by the death of Mr. Floyd, sends her utmost sympathy with the family, his loved ones, and everybody who's grieving. And then there's one line that says she has filed for dissolution of her marriage to Derek Chauvin. So within 24 hours, not only did he find himself behind bars, but his wife is divorcing him, and she's asking also for privacy. So just kind of an interesting kind of side note to this. Certainly not the largest piece of this, or even the smallest piece of it, but just a tiny sliver of interesting here in this otherwise really tragic story all the way around.
The I noticed, too, and I may have seen it in the Star Tribune earlier this morning, where the Target CEO said that they're going to make an effort to get that Lake Street location opened again by the end of the year. The big concern, Steve, I think we all have, as we watch everybody come slowly, gradually out of this pandemic, and think about businesses that the small business owners have started, and they had them doing quite well in that particular area, and all of a sudden they open up to, you know, to restricted things, as we all know about. But then suddenly their places get burned, and you just wonder how many of them even had insurance on those buildings and if they can even rebuild. That's going to be a real concern in the next coming weeks as well.
No question about it. And, you know, we've seen, obviously, the big stores or the big chain stores that have been burning, but all of the small local stores that you talk about, all of these locally owned businesses. And again, like you said, they've been struggling over the past 2 months because of the pandemic, which we almost seem to forget because we're kind of in this fog of war at this point, and we've been so focused for the last 4 days on all of this. But yeah, there's this pandemic that is still happening and that is still very real. And businesses had already been struggling to a point we haven't seen since the Depression. And now we've got this. It's just a terrible thing all the way around.
And overnight, of course, as you heard on the reports, gas stations at Aldrich and Westlake set on fire. The Shell station over there at Lake and Park was set on fire. So that's disappointing. Some other businesses affected. Steve, I'll let you get back in the newsroom because I know you have much more here at 8:30. And we'll stay in communication with Steve and our entire newsroom. I do want to say how much we appreciate the work of Jimmy Erickson, our morning producer, Hammer, who's working all the equipment again this morning, and Steve in the newsroom, and Al Schock out on the go, but everybody, Mark Fry, Susie Jones, Sloan Martin, Adam Carter, Laura Oakes, and our whole staff in the newsroom. I hate to leave people out now as I think about this, and I got to hurry up and get down to the news break. But I just want to mention how hard they're working, and we appreciate the information that they're passing along to, just so everybody stays informed here. That's the whole point here on CCL, that you can wake up and turn on any time during the day and get a pretty good idea of what's going on out there. WCCO time is 8:27 on it this Saturday morning in CCO land.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.